There's got to be more than just Grindr. Come on.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over the top gay dating websites that are out there. Now, right off the bat, if this doesn't sound like the right online dating websites that you were looking for, don't worry. We have a place that you can find those great online dating websites, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience. And at the end of the quiz, it'll let you know exactly what that online dating website is. If you'd like to take this quiz yourself, you can check it out by jumping into the description down below or by checking out the link popping up above my head. And after you've taken the quiz, you should check out our online dating website deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page again in the description down below or by clicking the link popping up above my head right now. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on our list, which is eHarmony, and we're going to start out with a demographic makeup. Now, you may remember eHarmony had some backlash way back in the day because they weren't open to the LGBTQ community, but they finally opened their eyes and they're allowing their matchmaking algorithm to be open to everybody in the entire LGBTQ community. With new members joining every single day, you can be sure that there are plenty of LGBTQ plus members on this website and that you won't have a problem in the search for the man of your dreams. On this website itself, it does host heterosexual and homosexual relationships, so you are going to find women on this website. However, you can set up eHarmony so that you are only searching for gay men. With that being said, there are only about 6% more men on the website than female users, and there are over 16 million active users every week, and that still leaves a lot of men to choose from. Most of the users on this website are aged between 25 and 45, but if you are over 50 years old and still looking for somebody on eHarmony, we have no doubt that there are also plenty of people on this website to choose from. It is worth noting as well that this website is for those who are looking for serious long-term relationships. So if you are looking for something that's on the casual side, then eHarmony is not really the place for you to be going. Now, as far as the ease of use goes, eHarmony has a great algorithm to help match you with your perfect matches. But in order to do that, it has a pretty lengthy sign-up process. They require you to answer a pretty lengthy quiz. However, this results in quality matches and information that they would use for their matchmaking algorithm. There are also compatibility quizzes that are meant to help the algorithm decide what kind of partner you would like for yourself and offer those men to you later on. You also get to play with the appearance preferences of your potential partner as well, like nationality, body type, and so on. As for the app, it is simple as an app can get. There are no special features outside of what you want that the desktop version offers, but if you like to chat with guys and just swipe around while you commute or drink your coffee, then it is pretty useful. As far as special features go on this website, the first one I'd like to talk about is What If. Now, this feature will give you additional matches that are not to be found on your normal list of matches when you are creating your base preferences. It is a tryout what would happen if you were to match with somebody who is a little bit outside of your preferences, because you might actually be more compatible with somebody that you wouldn't think that you would be compatible with. The second feature they have is called Send Questions. Now, if you find that you are terrible at communication and being able to start conversations with other people, Send Questions is a great feature for you to utilize. It makes up some questions that you can send to other users in order to start a conversation. And the third feature they have is called Video Date. Now, us being in the 21st century, video dating is something that should be integrated in all online dating websites, and eHarmony thought this same exact thing as well. So you can go on a virtual video date with other users on this website if you both agree to it. Before I move on to number two on my list, I do want to ask you guys to make sure you are hitting like and subscribe. I super duper appreciate it. Now, number two on my list is a website called Gay Triest, and I'm going to start out with talking about the demographics. With over 500,000 monthly logins, Gay Triest is among the most popular free gay dating websites. Men from the USA have the most opportunity to meet people on this website since most users are Americans. Besides the United States, it also has a large audience in Europe, particularly the countries of the United Kingdom, France, Spain, and Germany, and it also has a huge following in Australia. This website is dedicated to gay dating, specifically only to heterosexual men, so 100% of the users on this website identify as male. And as far as the age range on this website, most users are within their 20s and 30s. As far as the ease of use goes on this website, they have a super simple design, and you don't need to be overly tech savvy in order to understand how to use this website. The registration process is also pretty simple, and there's only one form that needs to be filled out. After you complete the email verification, you can then start browsing the website. Even though the sign-up process is pretty simple, profiles are typically pretty detailed. Besides general information, there is some additional information you can add on later as well. These include tribes, hobbies, professions, and so on. Gaytrias uses an algorithm that most people are already familiar with. It displays profiles of people near you and offers plenty of basic and unique features. One of those features includes winks. This is how you can grab somebody's attention if you don't want to message them right away, but you want to let them know that you're interested in them. You can consider a wink like a like. If you get a wink back, then the interest is mutual. The second feature they have in this website is something called Flirtcast. So if you really want to start a conversation with somebody on this website and you want to do it right away, Flirtcast is a great way to do it. It basically sends a pre-automated message to a ton of different users. I'm talking about 50 plus all at the same time. And then those users can decide to message you back if they so choose. Before I move on to number three on my list, I do want to again ask you guys to make sure you are hitting like and subscribe. And number three on my list is Adam for Adam, and I'm going to start talking about the user demographics. If you're looking for a multi-ethnic gay dating app, Adam for Adam should be your jam. Users of Adam for Adam come from all over the world, even though the majority is located in the United States. More than 50% of the users on this website are non-white as well, so if you're interested in interracial or multi-ethnic dating if you are a white individual, then Adam for Adam has got you covered. Adam for Adam has more than 6 million users from the US alone, and all of them are very active. As far as age range, believe it or not, the most members are actually 55 or over. Still, the next largest age range in the group is 25 to 34, so don't feel too left out. And again, Adam for Adam is a strictly gay men dating website, so 100% of the users on this website identify as male. As far as the ease of use goes on this website, registration is pretty simple, straightforward, and easy to do. You have to start out with adding some simple information like your age, your email, and your location, and the app and the website are very simple to use, though we suggest sticking to the desktop version. The app seems to be created a bit sloppily, and we have a lot of missing features we noticed. But this also makes us think that the app is still under development and that it won't be too long before we have a fully functioning app. There are a good number of ads though, and most of them are pornographic in nature though, which is a big hint as to what the intentions on this website are. Some of the special features on this website include adult movies, which is a special website, which is the adamforadam.tv domain, where you can watch adult movies if you're interested and if you are a signed up paying member. Second feature they have is a sex shop where you have options to buy things like lubricants, toys, make a wish list, and anything else your heart desires in the sexual realm. And the third feature they have is a live cam feature. And this feature, you can chat with users via live cam, or you can just watch other members who are streaming themselves. Now, before I move on to number four on my list, I do want to remind you guys that we do have a great online dating website deals page. And on that website dating deals page, we do have eHarmony included among other different online dating websites. So if you would like to save yourself some money, be sure to check out our deals page. So number four on our list is Grindr, and I'm going to start with the demographics. Now, you know that this list has to include Grindr because it is known as the gay men dating website. And you know this is true too because it counts 27 million users from over 190 different countries. Americans, Brazilians, French, Mexicans, and Germans are the most active on this app, and all age groups are present, and the highest percentage of users, around 30%, are people who are aged between 25 and 34 years old. This dating app is dedicated to males only, so only homosexual and bi males are welcome on this website. As far as ease of use goes, Grindr exists pretty much as an app that you can download from either the Apple or Google Play Store. The design of the app is super simple, it's dark in theme, and all of the buttons are placed on the bottom of the screen. With just one click, you can easily switch between the tabs and different features that are available on this website. The registration process for Grindr is pretty simple and straightforward too, and you can do so either through social media or through an email account. Grindr won't ask for an email verification, but it can ask you to verify your photo, so be sure that whatever you are posting, it is actually you, and that there is some way for them to verify that it is you. Now, if we're going to go over some of the more popular features that are available on Grindr, the first one I'm going to talk about is one called Tap. Now, you can think of tapping somebody as giving somebody a like. It just lets them know that you're interested in them, and if they give you a tap back, then you know that they're interested in you as well. The second feature they have in this app is called Gaymojis. Now, emojis on their own may not be able to display your gay emotions as much as you think that they can, so that website actually has over 500 Gaymojis that you can utilize to really express yourself. And the third feature they have in this website is something called Tribes. Now, Tribes are a feature that you can include yourself yourself in and say you are part of a tribe, or you could say that you're interested in looking for somebody that is from a different tribe. Some tribe examples include somebody who's a jock, somebody who's a bear, somebody who's a geek, and so on. Now this moves me onto number 5 on my list, which is OkCupid. And I'm going to start with the user demographics. OkCupid is a highly progressive dating site that is all about openness and being who you are, no matter how unconventional it may be. And thanks to their vision, there are actually 13 gender and 22 sexual orientation identifications that one may use to further show how they see themselves on this website. Being a free online dating website as well really does help in attracting this ever-increasing audience. With so many gay members on OkCupid, finding a gay guy to grab a drink with on a Friday night or to just hook up with on a different night is just as easy as finding a guy at any other online exclusive dating gay website. Most of the people are aged between 25 and 34, and then people who are aged 35 to 44 are the next most popular age range. So you'll easily find young and single and ready to mingle guys on OkCupid. It's good to know as well that most of the members on this website are actually men as well, with 65% of the members being male. Now, as far as the ease of use goes on OkCupid, it's a bit more detailed than other online dating websites because you do actually have to fill in a few questions on the website to kind of measure what your personality is. OkCupid will take the answers to your questions and match you with people who answered those questions similarly. Another cool feature of OkCupid as well is that you can block other users who don't fit your preferences perfectly. So if you are a gay man using this website, you can search for other users who are strictly only gay or bisexual men. This feature in particular is good not just for those who are only interested in gay men, but for those gay men who haven't quite come out completely yet and only want to be open to the gay men community on this app. This app can also be used via a mobile website. However, it is most popularly used as a mobile application. Some features I'd like to mention on this website include Boost, which is a way for you to be able to boost your profile to the top of the matching queue on all people on the website so that your exposure to other users is greatly increased. Second feature they have on this website is for you to be able to see who has liked you, even if you haven't liked them yet, so you can decide among the people who have liked you who you would like to match. And the third feature they have on this website is called Double Take, which you can think of as a swiping left and right feature, very similar to Tinder. Before I move on to number 6 on my list, I do want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. And number 6 on my list is a website called Scruff. Starting with the demographics, Scruff is an online dating website that's dedicated to homosexuals and their relationships, be it a long-term, friendship, or just casual hookup. Most of the members on Scruff are from the United States and are between the ages of 25 and 34. However, with a whole lot of members on this website, all age groups are covered, so even if you are 50 years old or older, you'll be able to easily find your partner here. Over 12 million people are using Scruff for whatever they like, and so can you. The ease of use of this website is pretty simple and straightforward, and upon registering, you will need to enter some basic information, which includes your name, your location, some profile photos, and your age. Interestingly enough, on this website, you will also have to select what it is on your picture that you are showing, if it's your body, your face, or something completely different. And unlike many other online dating websites and apps that require a clear photo of your face, Scruff does not ask you for it. Some of the special features on this website include Scruff Venture, which gives you the ability to make matches and see any possible events happening in different parts around the world you may be traveling to. They also have Scruff Match, where this is a regular swiping feature that will match you with people you like if you swipe right and they swipe right as well. And the third feature they have is called Scruff Events, which is events that will be in the area that you are located in, and you can see other users who have RSVP'd to this event, so you can go and see potentially people you would like to meet IRL. Now, with all that being said, if you did not like any of the options I gave you on this list, don't worry, you can still check out our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask some specific personal questions about what you are looking for in an online dating website experience, and it'll let you know exactly what online dating website is perfect for you. Right after you take this quiz, you should then take your result to the deals page. The deals page posts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites, so if you're looking to save yourself some money, who the heck isn't, then be sure to check out our deals page. Now, with all that being said, if you did enjoy the video today and you want to see some more, you can check out the two videos that are popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask if you guys have used any of these online dating websites and what your experience was like. And I would love for you to leave your opinions in the comments down below. That being said, be sure to leave a like and subscribe, and I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.